two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The return of live music comes not a moment too soon for Jacob Shaw. He's a world-class cellist who performs with symphonies around the world, but with no audience this past year. What's an elite performer to do? Zoom concerts? Sure, he's done that, and he offers free lectures on Instagram.
You can always tell when somebody has a big sound or not.
But a performer misses the warm sound of a live audience, so Jacob Shaw found a new audience. Cows. Once a week, he'd visit the farm next door to his cello school in Denmark. There in a barn on the hay-covered floor, he'd grasp his bow, rest the neck of the cello on his shoulder, and play for what might be his most appreciative audience ever. I think Bugs Bunny said it best.
They say music calms the savage beast.
Jacob Shaw's cello had the same effect as Bugs Bunny's violin. Each Thursday, 60 heifers would shuffle toward the cello and listen intently to Prokofiev and Mozart. The farmer says the cows were more relaxed, and eventually, 35 humans were invited to the barn for each performance, socially distanced. For refreshments, people would enjoy fresh burgers produced on the farm, making this the first concert in history where patrons would munch on the audience from last week's show. With ketchup, and let us remember, cows can't clap. But Jacob Shaw has learned to appreciate them as the next best thing.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.